evening with hymn 283. 'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? If I love, why am I thus? Why this dull and lifeless frame? Hardly sure can they be worse who have never heard his name. 283, and we'll commence at verse 3.
Thank you. Shall we read together this evening from Paul's epistle to the Romans? Begin reading in chapter 8 at verse 28 to the end of chapter 9. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. Begin reading at verse 28 to the end of chapter 9. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom we did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, a sword, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, who are the fathers and of whom is concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, they are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honour and another unto dishonour? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory? Even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he saith also in Hosea, I will call them my people, which are not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom, being like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offence, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Or as the margin says, confounded. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us now to come before him in prayer. Gracious eternal Lord God, in thy mercy, thou hast permitted us to gather in this house of prayer, this corner of thy vineyard, even this night. And we pray unto thee, the Father, that in thy eternal purposes there might be that blessing stored in heaven from all eternity to be poured out upon us this night. For thou, Almighty God, art that full supply, O Lord, that from thee all blessings flow. And might there be known this night in our gathering together streams of living water, streams of mercy for thy people to feed from, for thy seeking ones to come to, O Lord. For thou knowest all about us gathered here in this place. Thou knowest how we have come up this night. Thou seest into our hearts. O Lord, thou knowest whether it is with us that cry, 'tis a point I long to know, do I love the Lord or no? O gracious God, might thou appear, might thou come down, O Lord, O Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal the things of God. Oh, might thou work, O Holy Spirit, in our midst, that there might be lifted up, there might be revealed a precious Jesus. Thou O Lord, come thou fount of every blessing, O Lord, come fill this place with thy felt presence, fill this heart, Lord, fill my heart, hear the cries of thy people. With thy felt presence, to know that thou art near. And O gracious God, if it could be thy holy will, might there yet be souls in this place, their names in thy book, loved of thee from all eternity. Might souls yet be born again. Might there be those answers, Lord, to those cries and sighs that go up for never dying souls. O Lord, for salvation from beginning to end is all of thee, and thou must begin that work. For it is thee that performeth it unto the end. And so we pray, Lord, for thee to work, even in our midst this night, in causing souls that know thee not to cry unto thee. The appointed time, might there yet be in this place, O Lord, appointed times. O Lord, thy work, thy mercy, eternity before us each, that day that none will escape, as thou hast appointed that day of our birth, so, O Lord, 'tis thee who hast appointed that day of our death, except thou dost come again. And O Lord, what a mercy, and it is all honour and glory unto thee, O Lord, if we are amongst those who can trace out that time when thou didst put thy hand upon us. When thou didst open our eyes, when thou didst cause us to cry, to see what we are, to cry unto thee for mercy, to cry unto thee, Lord Jesus, thy work, O Holy Spirit, begun. So we pray, O Lord, that work begun, carried on. And we pray, O Lord, for that work yet to be begun in the hearts of sinners, in this place around, O Lord, in our families. O Lord, thou knowest, and there is mercy. For indeed, O Lord, thou knowest them that are thine. But might they yet be found, those that are thine, even in this place. O Lord, we pray. So help us now in coming once more unto thy word. Might it be made by thy power, O Holy Spirit, a living word unto us. Might there be a proving, O Lord, we would beg thee, that once more there might be that given, that help, strength, made perfect in weakness. O Lord, and might that that is set forth, the owned and blessed of Thee, to fall into hearts prepared of Thee. O Lord, Thy work within to cause those cries up unto Thee. It may not be in those words, but in the reality of it. Show me some token, Lord, for good. Remember me, O Lord, remember me. So hear the cries of Thy people. Hear the cries of Thy crying ones, and as those cries go up, might there be that letdown into souls prepared of Thee. O Lord, as we read of those who Berea, who heard the word gladly. And might there be that, O Lord, to gladden our hearts this night. O Lord, the dear eunuch went on his way rejoicing. O gracious Lord, my Lord, there be that let down this night, that Thy people, that the seeking one, might go on their way rejoicing, rejoicing in all that Thou hast done for us. O Lord, by Thy power, O Holy Spirit, that bringing to remembrance. So gather with us, Lord. Be with each. Thou knowest. Thou knowest. And bring into concern where there is no concern. It may be, O Lord, even in that stirring up, in that lukewarmness that is in us, Lord, look down upon us. Even this night, forgive, O Lord, our many, many sins. O Lord, nothing hid from Thee. Oh, bring to true confession, bring, Lord, that true confession of sin, godly sorrow with repentance, not words, but the reality, Lord, the confession of sin. But it is Thee, O Lord, that brings us to those places. And oh, for that grace to bow the knee, as Thou dost bring us to those places in our lives, whatever it might be. So help us now, O Lord, watch over this people. Be with them as they gather. Be with those in the responsibility for the place. O Lord, hear the prayers for the children. Oh, put Thine hand about, watch over, grant that much needed wisdom to parents in this day, even to grandparents, to pray, O Lord, for Thee to come, for Thee to appear. O Lord, the dear apostle exhorted the scattered one to cast all that care upon thee, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Gracious Lord, all our care in family, workplace, in our soul, oh, whate'er it might be, O Lord, a casting upon thee and a proving of thy care over us. And O gracious Lord, O might we be kept ever prayerful. O Lord, O to be amongst thy praying people, we would come reverently before thee, Lord, for thou knowest what we need to bring us to those places of real prayer, but for that closer walk with thee. O Lord, forgive our sins of prayerlessness. O Lord, we pray. O blow upon us, Lord. O we would beg. Revive. O Lord. Revive, restore, renew. O work in our souls, O Lord, we pray that thy name might be honoured and gloried above all things. So help us then, O Lord, be with the gatherings of thy people, where'er they meet, throughout this world, in our land. And as thy servants come to the end of their labours, as they travel on, O Lord, put thine arm about them, keep them from the enemy, from that mulling on self, to look up unto thee, O Lord, and thy taking of them in safety to loved ones, and the path they walk. So we lay all at thy feet, Lord, praying thou wilt be with us. We would mindful also to pray for the young people, thy hand over them. O forgive what we have not asked aright, Lord. Pardon all our many sins, but look upon us for the good of our souls, as we ask all for thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn 746. Jesus is our God and Saviour, guide and counsellor and friend, bearing all our misbehaviour, kind and loving to the end. Trust him, he will not deceive us, though we hardly of him deem. He will never, never leave us, nor will let us quite leave him. 746.
Thank you.
much dependence upon the Lord, I would direct your thoughts to the Epistle to the Romans in chapter 9 and verse 27 and the last part, a remnant shall be saved. A remnant shall be saved. Isaiah, the whole verse reads, Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. And dear child of God, seeking soul, these five words, as it were, are not just cold words upon a page, hard words as the doctrine of election may seem to some. But they are words abounding in electing love and mercy. For as Paul wrote earlier in this letter to the Romans, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none able to stand before Almighty God. And that the Lord, in the eternal purposes of Almighty God, should love a people. Nothing in them to warrant that love. But he should love them freely. As we spoke a little this morning, a people given unto the dear Son, that work of the Holy Spirit as that one, in the eternal purposes, as that one that works, that one that brings from darkness unto light, as sin entered into this world through the disobedience of our first parents. Death and sin that entered into this world, but as Almighty God declared in the garden, of that seed of the woman that would bruise the head of Satan. That the Lord should love a people. And dear child of God, if you and I know anything of these things, it will be in the echo of those words, why me? Why me? Why such a wretch as me? While thousands starve, then come. And in the portion that we have read this night, there is also this. We would speak reverently and conscious whose eye is upon us each, that eye of Almighty God, that the Lord God Almighty is a sovereign God, is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I am the Lord. My glory will I not give to another. And as we read those words together this night, hath not the potter power over the clay to make one vessel to honour another to dishonour? The sovereignty of Almighty God. And we would say this lovingly, but one thing to speak of that doctrine, that truth of the sovereignty of Almighty God to rule over this creation, to rule over all upon this earth, to decree, to purpose, according to his will, his sovereign will. But it is another thing to bow the knee to the sovereignty of Almighty God. Another thing to truly cry, thy will be done. Hath not the potter power over the clay? Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he harden will he harden it. And as we said earlier, it is a mercy that there is mercy, that the Lord, that self-existent God, should love a people. And in the sovereign purposes of Almighty God, the covenant of electing love and mercy, that way of salvation made, that way, as the scripture speaks, that the Lord might be just and a justifier of those who come to him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that the Lord should come into this world in the sovereign purposes of Almighty God to save sinners, to seek and to save that which was lost. We have sung today the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that doleful night, Gethsemane, Calvary, the darkness upon this earth, that cup that the Lord prayed, if it be possible, take this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That cup, what was in it? The wrath of Almighty God, due upon the sins of his people, the guilt of their sins, those sins. He who knew no sin could not sin. Or the wrath of Almighty God. For that love, that great love wherewith he loved us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He laid down his life that he might take it again. Cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That he bore. Till that voice of triumph went up from this earth, it is finished. It is finished. That sacrifice for sin. Oh, one thing to sing, behold a scene of matchless grace. 'Tis Jesus in the sinner's place. Another thing, is it not, child of God, to be brought to that place. And as we've gone on in the way, we seem to have come, and it always has been, but you believe the Lord brings us to places in our thoughts, in that realization of his sovereign will, of his sovereign purpose, that salvation is all of Almighty God. But in his dealings with his people, he brings them to places through that work and power of the Holy Spirit. As in that opening of the heart, that work begun. Who brought you? Who brought me to see what we are by nature? That work of the Holy Spirit bringing us to see, to feel our need. Who brought you to plead, to take that name of the Lord Jesus Christ upon your lips? Who brought you to see what a deceitful, vile, corrupt heart that we have inside us? For by nature we would think we are something. But who brought you to feel your need? The Saviour's name to plead. Who brought you to look upon him? That the scripture no declares, no beauty in him that we should desire him, as it speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who brought you to look upon him whom we have pierced? And so, that work of salvation, the work of grace, the work of bringing his people through this journey. As we read in the 107th Psalm, he led them forth by the right way, that they might come to that city of habitation, the Lord working. Working where? In the hearts of a people loved because he would love. That ruined, fallen man, deserving eternal wrath, but a people loved, you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, the children of wrath, even as others. Nothing of us, all of him, all of him. A remnant shall be saved. In every generation, throughout the course of this world, a people whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, a people given unto the dear Son, of every tribe, kindred, tongue, nation, a number that no man can number, but a number known unto Almighty God, a number that will be gathered in to be with him at last. A remnant. As that word speaks naturally of that which is left, that which is left. And so his people, a remnant, a despised people in this world, yet the Lord said, if the world hate me, it hateth you, it hated me also. The natural heart of man is at enmity to the things of God. And throughout all the history of this world, throughout even this time of the early church through even today, the hatred of that name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the hatred to that name. And but for sovereign grace, what of you, what of me? And yes, even in the history of our land, the times perhaps are reviving. But even then, a remnant shall be saved. And we speak and talk of the blessed shells and wills of Almighty God that will not fail, cannot fail, for they are decreed, they are the promises of Almighty God. And here do we not have a blessed shell, a people loved, no merit in them, shall be saved from the wrath to come, shall come, as we read also in that, it comes to mind in the Psalms. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the purchased possession, those who are bought with a price, even the redeeming love and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, those vessels of honour, those vessels of mercy, the election, that remnant according to the election of grace. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, from sin, self and Satan, from that last enemy, death. This is it. and gather them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south, a people gathered in, a remnant, shall be saved. A people gathered in by that work and power of the Holy Spirit in bringing them to that saving knowledge, not in the head, no, but as it is known as that work in the heart and the reality of it, that known in the wrestling, in the torment, in the agony, in the crying of the soul of a sinner. Gathered in the work of grace, a remnant shall be saved. And in that hymn of Berridge, we, on the wings of the love, the Saviour flies and freely left his native skies. He penned this: a remnant small of humble souls, his grace mysteriously controls. By sweet, alluring call, they hear it and his person view. They learn to love and follow too, and take him for their all. Dear child of God, one of this remnant I would be, a soul devoted unto thee, allured by thy voice, no more uncalled the idol's gaze, no longer tinsel grandeur praise, but fix on thee my choice, one of thy remnant, one of this remnant I would be. Oh, what of you, what of me, what of the words before us? A remnant shall be saved. One of the remnant I would be. And we would, as our thoughts went, one of the remnant, one left on record of dear Ruth, as you know, as you have read in your readings or set before you the history of Ruth, the going down into Moab, Elimelech, Naomi, going down into that land, the death of Elimelech, the death of Naomi's sons, the wives that they took, and her returning to her people, to Israel. And that sending of her daughters away. Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. Orpah went back, kissed her mother, but Ruth clave unto her. And Ruth said, one of the remnant I would be. Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Thy God, thy God, my God. And this remnant, this people, are a living people, made alive by that work of the Holy Spirit. The work of grace in their hearts, brought in the reality of those words of Ruth, thy people shall be my people, thy God my God. And dear child of God, who brought you? Who caused you, if not in those words of Ruth and the reality of them, in that desire to be found amongst his people, to follow the Lord Jesus? Take up that cross daily, to deny self, follow him. Who put that love to the Lord in the heart of Ruth? Who put that love of the Lord into your heart? And each of the remnant brought out from this world of sin and death, each one complete in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we spoke this morning of the dying thief, one of the remnant, loved from all eternity. Nothing in him, we speak very carefully and reverently, to warrant love. But that love freely bestowed upon him from all eternity. The sovereignty of Almighty God in the choice of his people. That the Lord Jesus came into this world not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. A remnant shall be saved from the wrath to come. From hellfire and destruction. A remnant. And this remnant is a witness. What of? O child of God, We may look in our hearts when we take that word upon our lips. Look into our lives, what witness are we? When we look into our hearts, into that work begun, are we not indeed that witness? Of electing love and mercy, unmerited love and mercy, to a hell-deserving sinner. And as the hymn writer expressed it, a miracle of grace, a remnant shall be saved, a people loved. And we read in that 8th of Romans, in that ending of the chapter, of that love, of the eternal purposes of Almighty God, in the choice of his people, in the calling of them out from darkness unto light. And as we read in the 28th verse, them who are called according to his purpose. The love of God. Those foreknown, predestinated, called. These deep truths, we say these words reverently. Of the covenant of electing love and mercy, the sovereignty of Almighty God, the free grace of Almighty God, the choice of Almighty God. But child of God, if we are brought to the reality of these truths, it will be in that experience of it. Why was I made? To hear his voice. And it will be this, if not in the words and the experience, reality of it, sovereign grace or sin abounding. The Lord's sovereign electing love, choice, mercy. That he should love one, such as you, such as me, a remnant, a people, saved by grace, a remnant loved, a purchased people, a people bought with that price, that immeasurable price, even the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. A people loved. And as we read together, nothing will separate from that love. His remnant, his chosen people, his beloved people, a remnant shall be saved. Of every tribe, as we've said, kindred and tongue. And there will be that day upon this earth. None of us know that time nor that hour when that day will be, when the Lord will have gathered in each one of his people, that last vessel of mercy brought from darkness unto light. That day when this world will be no more, and that remnant that no man can number to be with him in heaven for all eternity. What of these words, a remnant shall be saved? What of that eternity that is before us each? What of those words penned by Berridge? One of this remnant I would be. What of these things as they concern our never dying soul, my soul, your soul? But what a mercy, as Paul writes later in the 11th chapter, even so, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. A people loved. A people, as the apostle writes and makes that great distinction, between those, as it were, with that outward form of the flesh and those whose hearts that work of grace begun. Those who stumble, as he Paul writes to the Corinthians, of that cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the redeeming work and blood and love of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Greeks foolish, to the Jews a stumbling block. And we were struck as we came to the end of our reading tonight. It is written, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense. And whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." And that hymn of Grieg came to mind, "Jesus, and it shall ever be, a mortal man ashamed of thee whose angels praise, whose glory shine to endless days. Ashamed of Jesus, yes I may, when I've no guilt to wash away, no tear to wipe, no good to crave, no fears to quell, no soul to save. Till then, nor is my boasting vain, till then I boast a Saviour slain. Oh, may this my glory be, that Christ is not ashamed of me. A remnant shall be saved." Oh, the mercy in those words. But oh, to be amongst those. His remnant, his purchased possession. Those brought to feel their need. Come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, in that burden of soul, and I will give you rest. The Lord pardon what we said amiss, but might there be that to abide. The love of Almighty God to sinners such as you, such as me. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amount to £775, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Stephen Rosie is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Ramsbottom next Lord's Day. And the collections next Lord's Day are for the TBS West Anglia Auxiliary. Let us close with hymn 158. Sweet the moments, rich in blessing, which before the cross I spend, life and health and peace possessing from the sinner's dying friend. May I sit for ever viewing mercy's streams in streams of blood, precious drops my soul bedewing, plead and claim my peace with God. 158.
Gracious Lord, part us with thy blessing, pardon what thou hast seen amiss. O might may that to abide, to be owned and blessed of thee for the good of never dying souls. O might thou hear that cry for my soul. Eternity, tremendous sound. Am I ready to meet God? O search us out, O Lord, search us out. O those right desires, this side of the grave, one thing needful. Thou, O Lord, that one thing needful. Thou. O who art the Saviour of thy remnant, thy beloved people. O search us out. Am I his or am I not? O Lord, work then in our midst. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.